This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This is People First Radio at the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. It runs from Thursday, August 11th to Sunday, August 21st, 2016, on two stages in downtown Nanaimo. Margaret Murphy is a seasoned professional storyteller who has made storytelling her life's work. Celebrating stories of women who paved the way for others is one of her greatest joys. Georgia O'Keeffe is a legendary artist and giant of American 20th century modernism. She achieved worldwide acclaim as a so-called woman painter, but challenged the label and insisted on being recognized as an artist, period. Murphy transforms herself into O'Keeffe and shares her extraordinary artistic and personal journey.
My name is Margaret Murphy, and I have the great joy and honor of celebrating the wideness and wonder of Georgia O'Keeffe at Nanaimo Fringe Festival this August.
You said that you created this performance. You didn't write it. A lot of the words came from Georgia herself. Tell us a little bit about your creative process and the research involved and what brought you to this point.
I think that's a really fascinating question, because the women that I have celebrated in the past, I always say created and developed and presented by Margaret, because really these women have expressed in their own words some very specific ideas. And in this case, Georgia O'Keeffe, who did say that she had some challenges with words and actually said that they weren't friends, was very articulate and was very clever with words. And she has written numerous essays, articles, introductions to her exhibitions, and letters. So there's a lot of written material from her own hand that I was able to tap into. So I don't say that I wrote it, but I did adapt it. So a lot of her material was written to be read. So I, as a storyteller, need to take that writing and adapt it so that I can present it orally.
How have you been impacted by the art of Georgia O'Keeffe? You visited one of her homes, I overheard you saying, and have visited some of the sites where her paintings obviously are on display.
I was tremendously impacted by the art of Georgia O'Keeffe and the woman herself. I initially knew Georgia for the flowers, as many of us might, for the large, wondrous flowers. But I realized, going down to Santa Fe and seeing her home and walk the roads that she did at Ghost Ranch, go into her home at Abiquiu, stand in her pantry, that this woman loved that place, and she described it, and she lived it, she breathed it. And so I started seeing those hills in a different light. The bones on the desert, I started to see in a new light. The skyscrapers in New York, which I never even knew she had done, were magical to me.
Georgia O'Keeffe was, of course, a real trailblazer, and she came up against the all-male establishment as it was at the time in the art world and elsewhere. And you captured, I thought, very, very well her chagrin at, for example, being labeled a woman painter, etc. What are your thoughts about Georgia O'Keeffe as a feminist, as an icon, as a woman who led the path, so to speak, for many others?
I think she was a trailblazer and continues to be. She refused to see herself as a feminist, didn't even want to associate herself as a feminist, which is interesting because she was a trailblazer and a leader and a model in many, many ways. But I think there was a privacy about her that she really almost revolted against being called anything, labeled anything, whether it was feminist or woman painter or modernist or abstract painter. So she celebrated her independence, and as a result, our humanity, I think.
One phrase that captured my attention was, and I'm sure these were words of Georgia O'Keeffe, working into my own unknown. And I'm wondering about your own process and how you worked into your own unknown as you explored this individual and as you actually became Georgia O'Keeffe in the process.
What a wonderful question, and how very astute of you, because that is the core of the story. That is what she did, in essence, was work into her own unknown. It was difficult for me to do that passage because when I first started out, because that is difficult, because the challenges, we've all been taught certain rules and ways of doing things, and we think, but there's something inside, there's the me, what about the me? And this working into your own unknown involves such a trust and courage, that this leap of faith. And she did that and said, from here on in, this is what I do. I follow my truth no matter what. And that came at a price. And that is the core of this story.
Margaret Murphy, thanks very much for speaking with me.
It's a pleasure.
That was Margaret Murphy, who created and performs In the Wideness and Wonder of Georgia O'Keeffe at the 2016 Nanaimo Fringe Festival. The Nanaimo Fringe Festival runs from Thursday, August 11th until Sunday, August 21st, 2016. You can find out more online at nanaimofringe.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society, and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.